When you think of the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, its radioactive legacy usually comes to mind. But as correspondent Courtney Flatt reports, there's more to clean up than just the site's nuclear waste.
The Department of Energy wants to cut back commuter traffic at the nation's most contaminated nuclear site. Nearly 10,000 workers travel to and from Hanford on a daily basis. Now, that's a lot of traffic, and most of those cars hold just one person. Casey Kuykendall is an advisor for the project. He says several commuting alternatives are being discussed: carpooling, telecommuting, and moving some employees to offices in Richland, Washington.
Not only are we then reducing the total greenhouse gas emissions, but we're radically reducing the volume of traffic.
Kuykendall says together, these efforts could reduce Hanford's total greenhouse gas emissions by 20%. I'm Courtney Flatt in Richland, Washington.